Before they had buses in town, they used to have something that run on the track and have a wire above it.
We didn't have streetcar. You had to go to Dallas to ride a streetcar.
And how much has this town grown in the past? When you were little, was it?
When I was little, there were about 12,000, and now they're well over 28,000. Not counting the college kids, which is another 10,000 or so.
So it's just a pretty small town?
Yes, everybody in town knew everybody else. And everybody else's business.
What made it grow so much in the past few years? The college?
I'd say the college was a big part of it. The one international paper had some big industries in East Texas that are based here. There's big NIBCO has a big brass factory, one of the largest fertilizer producers in the United States. Is here.
What company is that?
Lone Star Feed and Fertilizer.
Is that locally owned?
Yes.
And you tell the bus driver this next corner is where I
get off. We don't have a bus in Nacogdoches either.
And in Nacogdoches County, Nacogdoches is the
county seat.
And if you were a postmaster, you'd be working for the federal
government.
And the police in town are supposed to maintain
law and order.
And before they had the electric chair, murderers were
hung.
And you say the man went out and
hanged himself.
And say if you had a choice of two things. You might say, well, I was going to do this, but then I decided I'd do that. What of this? I decided to do that in
place of.
Or
something else. I'll be hanged if I know what you're talking about.
You could say I'll do that in.
Instead of.
Okay. And if you wanted someone to go with you somewhere, you'd say, well, I won't go what you go to.
Unless you go to.
And if someone asks you to go with you, you're not sure you want to. You'd say, I don't know.
What if I want to.
Huh?
I don't know if I want to.
And the fight between the North and the South is called the
War Between the States.
Any other name?
Yes, you can call it the Civil War, but my grandmother always said that it was the war between the states because there was no such thing as a war that was civil.
Okay. And you'd say, it was cold enough to kill the tomatoes and flowers. You say, last night we had a
frost.
What about something harder than that?
A heavy frost.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have hoar frost.
What would a hoar frost be?
Well, I really don't know. Something you have more up north.
Or?
I guess it would just be an extra heavy frost.
Uh-huh.
With more ice.
And say it's so cold that the pipes
froze and burst.
And say, I was going to wrap them, but the pipes had already
burst.
Because the water had
frozen.
And if it gets very cold, the pipes will
burst.
Because the water will
freeze.